Today, Hillsborough County Commissioners voted to send a letter to Governor Charlie Crisk asking him that he veto a new growth management bill that critics say would no longer require developers to add road capacity in nearly half the state's municipalities, as well as several entire counties. They will instead pay a fee, which the state has yet to decide how to calculate. Current law requires developers to add roads to accommodate the extra traffic that their developments will generate. Commissioner Mark Sharp called for a letter to be sent to the governor.
Now, board members, I've gotten lots of emails in opposition and in support. Some people try to frame this as a left-right, Republican, Democrat, big government, small government discussion, and I disagree. I really believe this is an issue of how this state in the future is going to deal with the very important issue of growth. I'm frustrated that we did not have better information throughout this entire process so that we could weigh in on a bill that impacts us directly and will or could potentially impact the taxpayers, where a cost shift of hundreds of millions of dollars could potentially take place.
The legislation was pushed in the Florida Senate by Bradenton Republican Mike Bennett. Several members of the public spoke out against the Bennett-sponsored bill before the commission engaged in a discussion about it late in the afternoon. George Neiman called the bill an abomination.
This bill is horrendous. It was bad in each and every version. It's a developer's dream, but it's a citizen's nightmare. While 360 was marching forward, this board sat on its hands and did nothing. Now, when it's ready to be signed by the governor, it finally gets the board's attention. Commissioner Sharp, I commend you for putting it on today's agenda. But to be blunt, you're a day late and a dollar short.
Pam Clouston echoed several critics of the commission by asking why weren't the county's Tallahassee lobbyists working to defeat the bill.
Please, please, I'm asking you on behalf of our entire county. This is a bad thing. I have the same question about our lobbyists. Who's giving them directions? You know, can we give them directions, or does it have to come from you?
Marcella Osteen also is critical of the lack of lobbying against SB 360.
So I really want to ask, I want to tell you that a lot of citizens have been on this, like white on rice, for months. And we are now wondering, where were our lobbyists? One time I thought, dude, there's a lot of people up there lobbying for this, obviously. I wish we had some lobbyists. And then I thought, we do. We have eight of them. Where were they?
Denise Lane is with the Coalition for Responsible Growth. She said the original intentions of the concurrency legislation had true merit, but then said the legislation went awry.
We have over 300 square miles of urban service boundary in this county. And the problem with this bill is not the idea that's behind it, because the idea might be okay for some counties. It's the devil in the details and the way it's worded. There is no way you're going to be able, as commissioners, to say no if this bill does pass when somebody comes before you asking for transportation concurrency exemption and DRI's exemption within that urban service boundary. You won't be able to say no, or you're looking at one wonderful lawsuit.
Not all members of the public were against the bill. Developer Don Phillips said the idea of concurrency doesn't help out the environment at all.
I don't think it's good at this juncture with the challenges that we're dealing with to invite all of this divisive conversation down here in the middle of all the challenges, these fiscal challenges that we're dealing with. I think that you are also putting a couple of very important people in a box. I think you're calling the governor out on something that is difficult. I think that you also are calling our leadership in the Senate. I don't see that as a vast conspiracy.
The Florida Association of Counties has come out against the bill, as did Department of Community Affairs Secretary Tom Pelham last week. But Commissioner Jim Norman told Commissioner Sharp that if the board were to send a letter, specifics should be listed.
There's also aspects of the bill that I was told about provides greater flexibility in the state's affordable housing. There's a lot of things in there that are beneficial that are outside our abilities to facilitate.
Norman said he wanted a lawyer to be able to vet the legislation before a letter was sent to the governor, but County Attorney Renee Lee said she wasn't prepared just now to discuss it.
You know, this was added on, so we really don't have that information at hand if you want us to address that.
Edith Stewart is the board's public affairs officer. She became the target of commissioners unhappy about how SB 360 was passed without their knowledge.
This bill, as you are reading it, holding it in your hands, happened in the last 2 hours of May 1st. Would you have wanted me to bring this bill to you for your approval? The whole system does not work that way.